Hi, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Tom Orcutt. I'm a longtime member here at Ascension. If you're watching this video, you've no doubt seen some of the previous ones that were posted that were mostly on the specific ministries that we have here at Ascension. The one I was asked to talk about today falls under ministry partners. What that is the people who are scheduled to be usher, lectors, communion assistants, the technology staff as well, and the one I wanted to speak about today, assisting minister. Serving as an assisting minister is really much easier than you might imagine. Basically, what we do is we offer up the prayers of the church, the offering prayer, prayers after communion. Those are all written down. There's nothing you have to memorize, nothing you have to worry about forgetting. It's all written down prior to the pastor. It's all by the pastor, and it's all right there in the bulletin. After the prayers, during the offering, we set up the altar for communion, and then we assist the pastor in serving the meal. Really not a whole lot more to it than that. It's just pretty simple. What I like about doing this, what I like about serving as an assisting minister, is that prior to the service, I go into the back and I take a few minutes to read the prayers over, which for one thing helps me get into the mindset of the service. It helps me really deeply understand the prayers that we're giving, and quite frankly, helps me overcome any words I may stumble over, somebody's name that I might get wrong. But really not much more to it than that. When I talk to people about serving as an assisting minister, a lot of times I hear, oh, I can't get up in front of people and talk. Well, as I said, it's not so much anything you have to memorize. This is all stuff that's written down and you can read. However, sometimes God asks us to do things that are a little bit outside our comfort zone, kind of like the video that I'm doing right now. Okay. What I have found is that once you've faced that and done that a little bit, you find that your comfort zone has just gotten a little bit broader. Thank you very much and have a nice day.